An interesting thing about Chicago is there's almost two classes of people that are really crazy. There's the really crazy people who are out being crazy, and then there's the really crazy people who have no criminal record and no imagination or a drive to be crazy, and those people then become security guards. And the security guards in Chicago are either very nice or not very nice. I enjoy walking around town after hours and looking through the windows at the various security guards and seeing how different ones sleep. And you can see some of them pretend that they're awake by holding a book or trying to sit upright near the console of video screens. And there are others, such as the security guards at the federal building, who look as though they've been shot with an arrow with their head completely on the counter. And those people, of course, are responsible, the one person responsible for guarding a multi-billion dollar building from who knows what. Anyway, there's some security guards that they'll either tolerate you or they decide that you are the reason that their existence must be justified. Guards such as that you'll find at the cultural center, and they look to see if you haven't shaved, if you're a man, and if you're carrying a bag or whatever, what your situation is, and if they figure that you don't have any money, and you, meaning that you can't defend yourself, you're fair game for them to use you as a reason for their being a security guard.